nine nights of the goddess, like called Navaratri, is like Shivaratri. Shivaratri is the night of Shiva, and Navaratri is the night of the goddesses. Generally speaking, the nights of the night time is very powerful time to be in touch with the divine. The divine is active during the night time, generally speaking. If you want a scientific explanation for that, the third eye or the pineal gland is more active and functional during this time. And the third eye is the part of the brain that can put us in touch with the divine. So this Navaratri, which means the nine nights of the goddess, is a sacred time. All these nine nights, the divine comes into the earth plane, particularly the goddess of the goddesses descend into this earth plane during the night time. So this is the time that is most important, and the goddesses are available during this time. And before I go any further, I should let you give you some background about the goddess. The goddess has been forgotten, particularly in the Western tradition. It's basically is matriarchal. Goddess is seldom recognized. But in many older civilizations or ancient civilizations, goddess played very important in nurturing the human beings, not only nurturing but also basically creating also the human beings. And she presides over creation, nurturing, maintenance, and so on. So the goddess, like the human being, the human females are full of love, understanding, caring, and nurturing. Except for the fact that they are a lot more powerful than the human females. They are, in fact, even more powerful than the male. Male is not as powerful as the female. Clearly in the divine realm. That's why contacting the goddess during these Navaratri celebrations is to enlist her help. As I told you, that the goddesses are, the goddess energy is abundantly available these nine nights, more than other times. Not that they are not available at other times, they are available. There are certain time frames. Generally speaking, the goddess is available on the fifth moon, ninth moon, on the full moon, on the new moon. There are different energies of the goddess, different goddesses that are available on the days. For instance, Kali, the goddess, is a goddess of Dharma. Also a punisher of the evil, is available on a new moon day. Whereas Lakshmi, the goddess of wealth, is available on a full moon, all during the night times. But this is their time on a monthly basis. But on an yearly basis, the nine nights are very important. They are potent energy. The yogis and the siddhas wait for the Navaratri time, because that's the time her energy, the energies of all the goddesses are abundantly available. How can they help her? Because each one carries a certain specific power, like relationship, wealth, courage, health, supernormal powers. all these are with a particular goddess, and a particular goddess is involved in a certain way with the sun group.